Corey, man.
Yeah, man, what's up?
I saw Elvis the other day.
Get out of here, man!
From the grave.
Yes, sad to say, Elvis is still dead. Can't believe it. August 16th was 40 years since Elvis Presley passed. And I haven't been hearing a lot of Elvis's Alive stories anymore. But back when Living Color recorded Elvis is Dead, there was a lot of that kind of talk going around. That was Living Color from their second album, which was entitled Time's Up. It was released back in 1990. That is, of course, Elvis is Dead. I'm Ralph Rasmussen. You are listening to the Radio Bypass Podcast. This is episode 28. Thanks for coming back and checking out another episode. We're going to keep the rock rolling, as we do every week, with something brand new this time around from Robin Trower. This year he put out an album called Time and Emotion. This is a track called The Land of Plenty.
Town and city.
still cry. Not one is showing what they really feel inside. Now the land of plenty just can't be satisfied. Never tried. Now the land of plenty just can't be satisfied. The land of plenty cannot be satisfied.
Robin Trower sounding as good as ever on his guitar. That's from his release from just a few months ago. Came out this year. Time and Emotion is the name of the album. That was The Land of Plenty. And Robin at 72 is still sounding plenty good on that guitar. We're going to keep things going now, going back to 1985 for a band called Wasp. This is off their Last Command record. This is a tune called Blind in Texas. Lawless and Wasp, Blind in Texas. You're listening to the Radio Bypass Podcast. I'm Ralph Rasmussen, and every week we try to bring you some old music, some new music, music that you're not hearing on commercial radio, at least not where I live in the Chicagoland area. Definitely not hearing much in the way of new or harder rock and roll. You can only hear the same Rolling Stones and Led Zeppelin songs so many times. And unfortunately, that's kind of what we have around here. Not a lot of variety. But I try to keep rock alive, and that's why I do this podcast. And speaking of keeping rock alive, next week's episode, I don't know if any of you listening are old enough to remember the new wave of British heavy metal. And the years for that kind of vary depending on who you want to listen to, but I remember that term being thrown about between about 1979, 1980 till about 83, 84, although I think some people say the new wave of British heavy metal was really 79 to 81. But however you look at it, that's going to be next week's episode. We're going to feature all bands from the new wave of British heavy metal period. That's what we're going to be rocking out with next Sunday. But for right now, we're going to keep things rocking with some Chicago rockers Band was called Smash Alley, and this tune is called Fire.
Outside.
That's Fire from Smash Alley, and sadly, the lyrics to that song are still ringing true today, just as they were when the song was written back about 1991 or so. We're going to keep things rolling now with something brand new from 2017. Mr. Big put out a new record a few weeks back. The record's called Defying Gravity, and from that album, this is a track called Everybody Needs a Little Trouble. Everybody needs a little trouble, according to Mr. Big. And Mr. Big is a band made up of four great musicians, and one of the guys in the band, the bass player, Billy Sheehan, before Mr. Big was formed, he was in David Lee Roth's solo band. And then before that, before he was with David Lee Roth, he had a band called Talus. During his time with David Lee Roth, David Lee Roth covered an old Talus tune, and that's what I'm going to play for you right now. This is David Lee Roth with Billy Sheehan on bass playing the old Talus tune called Shy Boy. Shy Boy from David Lee Roth, Billy Sheehan on bass, and Steve Vai cranking out the guitar licks on that tune. I'm Ralph Rasmussen. You're listening to the Radio Bypass Podcast. And if you've got any feedback on this program, you can send me an email. My email address is ralph@radiobypass.com. Or if you have any of your favorite bands that were part of the new wave of British heavy metal movement, let me know. I've got my bands in mind, but maybe you'll make me remember somebody that I may have forgotten about. So you can send me an email at that address. But right now we're going to keep the rock rolling with Megadeth. And probably, even though they've put out a lot of great stuff, this is probably still my favorite Megadeth song. This is Peace Sells. Megadeth from their 1986 release, Peace Sells, But Who's Buying? We're going to keep things rolling now with some Chicago rockers. The band is called The Malls. They had a couple of albums out, and they play out occasionally. I believe they're doing a show next month with Enough's Enough, but not here. It's out of state somewhere, but they are still playing every now and again. But their second album came out in 1990. It was called Warped, and from that release, this is the Mals with My Life. My Life, that's Chicago Rockers, the Mals. I'm Ralph Rasmussen. You've been rocking with the Radio Bypass Podcast, episode 28 today. And coming next week, an episode dedicated to bands from the new wave of British heavy metal. So we'll be doing that next week. And to my friend Gary, don't worry, I have not forgotten about the all Judas Priest idea that you had. We will have an all Judas Priest episode. I'm still trying to get some of my Judas Priest library copied into the digital age. So it's coming. It's coming. But new wave of British heavy metal is ready to go next Sunday. Again, if you have any commentary, you can drop me an email at ralph@radiobypass.com. I appreciate you checking out this podcast. Come back next week for more great rock and roll. I'm going to leave you with something from an American band, Motley Crue. Back in 2008, they put out Saints of Los Angeles, and this is the title track. Thanks a lot. Have a great week. Talk to you next Sunday.